Beginnt der Daf mit sagt das geht in der Flamme Tess beginnt man auf geht das macht beginnt das Gebara. Haman ihr mei. Oh, who's that going like? It's going like a mayor. He holds in on with the world of Tal. But the Rav holds like the Rabban. So it's Tess so much my head sounds like the Rav like a mayor. The Rav doesn't say like a mayor. Yeah, he will interpret like that because he'll say you must be saying your words for the purpose of what you're saying it for. The problem is, what the pekam derech, and this is his first pekach of him and of him. If someone says erech kli lies, he says the erech of a kli is on me. Now, there's no erech in for vessels, only for people. So nice and dumb. So the halacha is, says Rav, you give his monetary value kire meir. Sounds like that he holds like a meir. Chaim perik ha'omer mishkali lai there on nefchov amarav. Now we're doing the mishnah erech yod beragli lai. Someone says the erech of my hand and my feet is on me, which lemakumi hasn't said anything. From Rav lo, Rav says on that halacha. Oh, but nice in the mayor, you have to give monetary value, which Mepharash Digma explains that's from mayor, according to a mayor, which I'll leave it to a mayor, comma. So wait, well, this is his question. It says, wait, it sounds like he holds like a mayor, so it says, no, I'll leave it to a mayor, comma. He's only explaining what the Lord do according to a mayor, but let's read it, he doesn't hold like him. Now, I forgot to say, pick up in the Senate, although the end of the first pack of the Senate, Erechen Hamatatlin, the Erechen of movable items, which Mepharash Rav explains, what's that referring to? But I'm Erech Kleolai. Someone says, oh, the Erech Kleolai, which is Kremayor. So he says, no, at least really hard, because not that he holds like that. Even though he's saying a stam mishnah like that. You see, you could explain something to the teaching, like one specific town, even though you don't hold like that. And that would be the same with Rav, when he explains like a man, even though he does not hold like that, like Agama says over here. Next time, at the beginning of the Gemara, a slave's have halacha like karka, which so he says ulachin. Therefore, in moyam boy, there's not going to be a meila in the eved. Just like there's no meila by karka, because the meila by mechuba, there's no meila by something that's attached to the ground. Because the perka nana megmar meila b'chesam beizda. Fin the meila, we learn out chet b'chuma zer shab b'chuma, which just like b'chuma is only by something that's talish. So too would the same thing be for meila. I about the min perka mechesam in this thing. Says b'basar and tesamadav hikdish bar malimayim. If someone sanctifies a pit full with water. Moilim boy, mashbetech, there's meila on the pit and what's inside of it. So that sounds like that you would have meila on mechuber. Like a mashbetech, shamar ben shmul, shetznia, chafetz, and boy. It's not talking that you hid your objects in the pit and then you're having meila on the pit because they're meila on mechuber. No, there's no meila for something that's attached, as we're saying over here. Elik, shakam, and abar, chuli, and then we're talking about where you uprooted a piece of earth from the pit and you have benefit from it, then there's not mechuber anymore. That's where you say you could have Allah meila. Next says, Mathel, to begin with the word, the Gemara Ketanim. Miners call Machsbehen, whoever takes possession of those of others, merits in them. Chase explains the reason for this is because children don't have their own hands, which means ability to acquire for themselves, and therefore whoever could grab him could take a hold of him. Could you merit for a minor, but Zachan Lagadlu, you cannot merit for a Gadlu, meaning regarding certain halachas, and as we find, because they don't have their own yad, and therefore other people could do it for them, contrast to a gadol. Now, b'avikav this leizchibim mitzia, we do find that a cotton has rights to acquire, as we find by a found object. The minan zaken, like the Gemara says, later on the Ben Tzemah base. So it says not hanyim adabah. It's only from rabbinic halachah midarkei shalom, because it weighs a piece because of actually it's regarding his family, and v'ach l'shech utam. It doesn't apply that reasoning because he doesn't have any family. Then says if you're going to say, wait a second, Perk Lulva Rav, I think my circuit that Bama Bez Amar, but Likna Inish Lulub Yanukov Yom Tradition. A person should not be makna to the Lulav on the first day of Yom Tov to a child, because the Yanukov Makni Kani, he's going to acquire it by Knud the Makni, he's not going to be able to give it back a Kenyan to the adult. And the problem is, what do you mean? How could he acquire? I thought you said that a cotton doesn't have a yacht to be kind. And says Taisa Balekal, but don't say that the Hasam Avodah is Bibikiach. We're talking about a smart child, Kugan Tsar Bazarkai, Eggs of a Nightlight, that, oh, a rock he takes, he throws away, and the nut he takes, and he keeps it, which that his kinyan is a kinyan, because the Bepherkam and the Gedushna of Bezim and Bezim, who of the Domalei Shlevli Misanai, Mashman Abba Baidas. That story is talking about we had intelligence, yet because Masam the Gemara says over there, Ikadami the Sam said that Kutnav, he was a minor, and still we see that it doesn't work. So it says the Dasachas Maknas and Shana. Here we're talking about that you're right. By the case of the Lulav, you're right, a cotton cannot be like our circus over here, but if someone has been makna to him, is being giving the kinyan to him, then it does work for a cotton. That's the problem, but you're not going to have to get it back. You're not going to have to. It says not to begin the Gemara, but who to get sugar for them? So you're right that their oven is dead, but you have to be emancipated. Which Amos so you see, leboy get la tira v'aschayin. So the Gemara wants to prove. Oh, obviously you see that you don't need a get to permit him for to marry a free woman. Finally, Shmuel, that's like Shmuel. Someone that he says Misha and Lishus Rabbi love, that's someone that does not have a dominion of a master on him. Inikar Eved does not call a slave. Now, Tayyip parenthetically said, "V'tam and Abishol b'katanim." What's the reason Abishol by the young children? I the Chash of Lishus Rabbi Lane. Why are you considering as if their master has domain over them? If you're saying that right away when the master is dead, they're free, like even for Isser. That's Kivish Elam Yabba Atman. Since they don't have their own hand for themselves, so it's like almost the other is still alive almost. Turn next test to begin the Gemara. Lama Mamema, Behulis, why do Mamema say, etc. Which says, from Tim, you can say, wait, my Ihachi, what's Ihachi? What does that mean? Koshkin, Delish, Motik, Shida, Mamema. All the more so, if you're saying like Shmuel, then it's sure going to be difficult, this teaching of Mamema. Yeshama says, what's it is? No, the holy Kashalei, that's not a difficult. Mishom de Shmuel, Tanoi, Shmuel, he wouldn't be difficult on Mamema. If you wouldn't say what we're saying now, then you would have to say like Shmuel, because Shmuel is actually Machlagis Tanoim. The Parakachelus and Bamas Tavim Chasam and Al, the Parakbas and Nazo and Nafsam Chizim and Beis. And that we wouldn't ask from Shmuel, because you just say that, oh, he's like the other Tana. But how Kashi, what the Gemara is asking is, primarily, the Gemara's question is that it just seems like that he's not going to be like his Rebbe Rebbe Yechim. That's the whole question. And it's not asking, as he explains, that's what we couldn't ask from the Rabbanan and some of the Girsa, the Abishol. The Umukilahu, he's going to explain them, Kahutana de Isle de Shmuel. Yeah. Avo Ihu, somebody holds Kahutana de Polgalai, but somebody de Tarchet Shecher, Bailer Tekana. So, but that's not the difficulty. The difficulty is, it just sounds like that a Mamer is not like his Rebbe of Yechana, and that's the primary Gemara's question. Next test, Matta begins Gemara, Alocha Kabishal. So, he says, Alocha. Meaning we have this teaching of Rishu Balebi, it says Allah is like Abishal, that B'katanim, whoever takes possession is Zeicha, and that's Allah, because Allah is like Rishu Balebi, like Rabbi Yechon, like Mucha, Perek Bas, and Megillah, and of course I'm an Ab. What's the right? Because Dama Kaba say, because the Rapapi Mistabra, the why do we say a puppy salach is more logical? Because Amir Bishma Levi, basic nesses, but lasses is basic medrash. You want to make a shulam basic medrash. Avak Amir Biyechon and Polikosim, he disagrees over there. So, Hassam over there. And still Dag Amir Bishma Levi, the Alach Biyah Papi. Obviously, because he's passing like a Bishma Levi, like a Biyechon. So, here in our Sugya, regarding their Machlaik, because we've been passing like a Bishma Levi, it says Halacha is like a Bishal, that the Ketanim, that the Gedalim are others are going to be Zeichon them and not themselves.